Well, hi there, pretty lady. No, I'm not busy. I'm just fussing around on Tumblr till the kids have to go to bed. What's up? Oh, you can't sleep. I should probably be lowering my voice then, shouldn't I? Sorry. I always forget I'm really loud when I answer the phone. But then again, I'm really loud like all the time. Like all the time. Should probably work on that. Anyway, hi. Is something wrong? No, just can't sleep. Well, I'm not busy for like the next 5 or so minutes. I can talk. How was my day? Great, actually. I did my Christmas cookies today, which I was really excited. It took longer than I hoped it would. It sort of became a half of the day endeavor, but I like spending half of the day in the kitchen. Those are like my favorite kind of days, or half days rather. And the cookies came out like decently okay too. I had a system, and I split my counter in half. I split the counter into one half, the left half, was the perfect cookies, and then the other half were the not perfect cookies. And then the right half was split into 2/4. The middle one was the cookies that were not perfect, but were sort of passable. And then the ones on the right were like, no, none of my family are going to see these cookies. Absolutely not. And I also feel kind of sad because when I say the not perfect cookies, they're really not bad. And they taste the same as the other ones. And the only thing that's wrong with them is that they're just too asymmetrical to go into my family's Christmas boxes. And you know how I feel about asymmetry. I don't like it. It bothers me. And so those are all boxed up, and I'm going to bring them to Amizu, and that's going to be fun. And I don't want to look at them. There's so many cookies, and I am so done looking at them. I'm so done looking at cookies. I'm so done with Jolly Ranchers. I didn't know I could be done with Jolly Ranchers, but I am. I think it's because I had to cut up like dozens of them, and it's a really tiring process because the Jolly Ranchers get everywhere because I had to put a lot of force into it because it's hard candy. It doesn't like being chopped up, so then it just sort of flies off onto the floor, and I lose like entire halves of Jolly Ranchers this way. And I keep finding little bits of candy everywhere, like on my laptop, in my hair, on my clothes, everywhere. I'm gonna find little pieces of Jolly Rancher everywhere for like the next 3 months, which you don't think would be a bad thing because it smells amazing. They smell like green apple and sugar and happiness, but it can become too much. Also, you don't like the smell of sugar, so you would actually imagine that to be awful. So you know what it feels like. It's kind of awful. Also, my hands just constantly smell of ginger, which is unfortunate because I hate ginger. Why did I make gingerbread? I don't know. Whatever. What am I talking about? I completely forgot. Was I talking about cookies? I'm always talking about cookies. What am I talking about? And then tomorrow, when I wake up, I'm going to make the dessert for Christmas, which is a sort of cheesecake tart. It's Oreo tart crust and sort of a peppermint cheesecake filling, but I'm not going to bake it, which is, it's going to make it really easy for me, and I can make it beforehand, which is going to be really easy for my family, because that 3 hours before Christmas lunch is going to be hell, a busy hell, and I'm probably get kicked out of the kitchen, because my aunts, when they're stressed out on holidays, are scary. And I might just sit in my room, but then my family hates it when I sit in my room when everyone's over. Christmas is going to be fun. I just hope I just get to eat and hang out with the children the entire time and open presents. I basically just want to open presents. There's this one present from my Grandma Lou and my Grandpa Dell, and it's really sweet of them to get me a present, but I think they think my name has an E in it somewhere. And I don't know why. Like, my name, everyone calls me Lexi. Makes sense. No, what makes sense is that Lexi is short for Alexis. And so I shortened it to Lexi. But for some reason, they think my name is spelled L-E-X-I-E. And I'm so confused as to why that is, and I don't think anyone has ever spelled my name like that to them. And so I'm just so confused, but they've known me since I was like 10 years old. I think it's too late to tell them. Oh well, I guess my name is just spelled with an E now. Because I want my present. And you know what? If my present has the tag on it that says L-E-X-I-E on it, you know what? Then that's what my name is spelled, because I want my present. Also, it was really heavy. It's a good, heavy present. I want to know what's in there. I love presents so much. I am so excited for presents! Yeah! I've been such a bad example to the children lately. I keep being like, what's this? I want to open it. 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 And then the kids, when they see me like that, they're like, we want to open our presents too. We want to open, 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 open. And then my aunt's just like, you are worse than the children. And so now I'm a bad influence. But I've always been a bad influence. Oh, well. I'm a terrible cousin. Which reminds me, I need to go be a terrible cousin. And go read Harry Potter to them before they sleep. We're in Order of the Phoenix. It's very excited. It's very exciting. They love it. And I am probably going to spend another fruitless night trying to convince them that just because someone is in Slytherin, it doesn't make them a bad guy. Good night, pretty lady. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you.